two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in-depth on the biggest stories of the day. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. Our biggest story this hour is Utah schools.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools.
Parents and teachers and kids want to know what school will look like this fall, but it depends on where you live. School districts around Utah are asking for public comments on reopening plans. KSNU's Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Alpine School District has a board meeting tomorrow where people can give comment. The board will also hold a study session before that meeting to discuss their reopening plans. The Canyon School Board meets tomorrow as well to discuss changes to their reopening plans after they got feedback. Different school districts, even right next to each other, have revealed plans that are either all remote learning to start, or there's a choice for parents, or there's a hybrid schedule of in-class or online. And the feedback that school districts are getting is all over the place. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Should kids be back in the classroom this fall? It's a hot topic here in Utah and around the country. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos had an extended interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, and here is a small portion of what she had to say about kids returning to school.
We know that for kids getting back to school and getting back to learning, getting back with their peers, with their teachers, is really imperative. And fully operational and fully functioning means that kids can be back there. And if for families that need their kids in school in person 5 days a week, that has to be an option. But for, and so the point needs to be, how do kids get back to learning in the fall full time? And how do we ensure that they get a full year plus of learning? They've fallen behind this spring. We need to ensure they're back in a classroom situation wherever possible and whenever possible, and fully functioning, fully learning.
Since President Trump and you started calling, and you may really increase the push this week for full school reopenings, there has been sharp pushback from governors and mayors and teachers' unions. Here is some of that.
If anybody sat here today and told you that they could reopen the school in September, that would be reckless and negligent of that person.
I double dog dare Donald Trump to sit in a class of 39 sixth graders and breathe that air without any preparation for how we're going to bring our kids back safely.
Reckless and negligent. Secretary, how do you respond?
Well, Chris, there's nothing in the data that suggests that kids being in school is in any way dangerous. We know that children contract and have the virus at far lower incidence than any other part of the population. And we know that other countries around the world have reopened their schools and have done so successfully and safely. And kids there are going back to school every day. And so that has got to be the posture here. Parents are expecting that this fall their kids are going to have a full-time experience with their learning, and we need to follow through on that promise.
You'll hear more of this conversation coming up in 10 minutes, where DeVos talks about what we know about kids getting and spreading the coronavirus. Good news in New York, bad news in Florida. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. New York had its first day without a COVID death in 4 months Saturday, but Florida had the most new cases of any state so far Sunday. 15,000 Floridians confirmed infected in a single day. Dr. Carlos Guerra in Miami looks on the bright side.
The mortality is a little bit better than before.
He says patients are younger and there are better treatments. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. A federal judge has ordered a delay in today's scheduled execution of Daniel Lewis Lee in Indiana. The Oklahoma man was set to die by lethal injection for a triple murder 24 years ago. It would have been the first execution of a federal inmate in 17 years, and now a new appeal is expected. 21 sailors and firefighters hurt after an explosion aboard the assault ship Bonhomme Richard at the San Diego Naval Base. That fire still burning this morning.
At this time, brave sailors and commands or ships around all around San Diego are fighting to save USS Bonhomme Richard.
It's unknown what caused that explosion. All those injured expected to survive. And actress Kelly Preston, the wife of John Travolta, has died after a two-year battle with breast cancer. She was 57.
Lynn and I just came by because she baked him a cake for his birthday.
That was from the film Twins. She was best known for her role in Jerry Maguire. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.